With all the GLP-1 companies out there, how does someone know which one's actually reliable?
I tell people to look at four things. Is it safe? Does it work? Is it affordable? And will you actually get clinical support? When you use that filter, one brand keeps standing out, Bleve. They use U.S. pharmacies. People see results close to the research, about 18% weight loss. It's around $4 a day, and they include nurse support at no extra cost. And full disclosure, I actually use them. I signed up during my lunch break and got approved before I even left work.
Okay, I just Googled it while you were talking, and yeah, it really does look simple. For anyone listening who wants to check it out, where should they go?
It's joinbleve.com, spelled B-L-I-V.
So if you've been curious about GLP-1s, joinbleve.com might be a good place to start.
Come explore the wild heart of Utah with Oars. No notifications, no meetings, no signal. Just you, the river, and the space to reconnect with what matters most. From one-day adventures in Dinosaur National Monument to week-long journeys through canyonlands and beyond, Oars delivers unforgettable guided rafting experiences on some of the most iconic rivers in the West. Visit oars.com/Utah to start planning your next great adventure. Let's go rafting!
If you're lucky enough to be different, don't let go. I spend a lot of my time and energy exploring the power of perspective, how our reality is determined by how we interpret what's in front of us. How one person can look at one thing and see pain or a problem or a barrier, and another person can look at that exact same thing and see opportunity or a future win or a bridge to something better. And I think one of the best examples of this is how we perceive those qualities that make us unique. Those things that put us in a different category. Maybe we're a little hesitant to fully embrace because they're not common. And when it comes to that which separates us from everyone else, well, I believe we have a decision to make. I'm going to go back to Robert Frost's Fork in the Road, right? He says, two paths diverged in a wood. I took the one least traveled by, and that made all the difference. On the surface, you could easily brush this off as trivial. It's like, oh, nice, that's cute. He took the path less traveled by. But what does that mean? As it turns out, it means a lot. It means instead of burying what makes him different, he made it his battle cry. Instead of slipping under the radar and sneaking through life like so many of us do, he signed the dotted line for the pain of being a beginner, the struggle of being uncertain, the discipline and sometimes torturous road that is turning a passion into excellence, trading peace of mind for the pursuit of meaning in life. Exploring what makes you unique, it takes courage. And in that message, he chooses courage. Because it's not just that you're alone. Taking that path means every step of the way, your mind screams at you reminders that you're alone. It's not just fighting traffic patterns, it's fighting your DNA. It's resisting that impulse to please sit down, shut up, and blend in. So is it a trivial decision? I'd say not really. Maybe even the most important decision you can make. Because I promise you, it's not your commonality with those around you that will bring fulfillment, that will leave a mark on your life and the world that surrounds you. No, it's that thing that's unequivocally you. That's a little out there. That's somewhat strange. That you don't know why, but its gravitational force pulls and pulls and pulls. A tug of war. Where one side begs you to just relax, conform, do less. Begs you to never be laughed at or criticized. To take the easy road. Then you have the other side, poking, prodding, asking you, hey, yeah, but what if? What if you sacrificed the comfort of right now? What if you explored? What if you took that which you love and you ran with it? What if you worked for a delayed payday? What if for a moment in time, when people ask you what the plan is, you have to look back and say, you know what? I'm not quite sure what I'm building, but I'll keep pivoting until it's so clear you can see it from the moon. Those are the paths that pull us apart. And every time I've lost my way...
With all the GLP-1 companies out there, how does someone know which one's actually reliable?
I tell people to look at four things. Is it safe? Does it work? Is it affordable? And will you actually get clinical support? When you use that filter, one brand keeps standing out. Bleve. They use U.S. pharmacies. People see results close to the research, about 18% weight loss. It's around $4 a day, and they include nurse support at no extra cost. And full disclosure, I actually use them. I signed up during my lunch break and got approved before I even left work.
Okay, I just Googled it while you were talking, and yeah, it really does look simple. For anyone listening who wants to check it out, where should they go?
It's joinbleve.com, spelled B-L-I-V.
So if you've been curious about GLP-1s, joinbleve.com might be a good place to start.
Come explore the wild heart of Utah with Oars. No notifications, no meetings, no signal. Just you, the river, and the space to reconnect with what matters most. From one-day adventures in Dinosaur National Monument to week-long journeys through canyonlands and beyond, Oars delivers unforgettable guided rafting experiences on some of the most iconic rivers in the West. Visit oars.com/Utah to start planning your next great adventure. Let's go rafting!
It's because I've doubted my unique path. And I mean that every time. It's when I become impatient with the journey or look around and see someone else winning in a different arena using different methods, different strategies, see the latest trends and success formulas. Hey man, I want part of that, right? I'm human. I want to win. I want to succeed. But just like a little opening is enough to let in the outside water that sinks the boat, well, a little bit of doubt is enough to derail your process. The process that you have to believe in, protect, nurture. A process that I've come to separate into two pieces. Number one, believing that the exploration of that thing that makes you unique, it's valuable. That your abilities mean something. They're not inconsequential. They're not stupid or trivial or unnecessary. If it means something to you, it will most certainly mean something to others. And you bringing it to life not only helps yourself evolve, grow, flourish, it helps the world. You just have to believe that enough to bring it to life. That's number one. Number two, trusting that as long as you don't stop in pursuit of your unique self, you can't lose. You can't lose. And I don't mean continuing to ram a square peg into a round hole. I mean growing, learning, experimenting, seeing what works. There's a saying that when you hit a dead end, it's not that the goal or the dream should be abandoned. It means the plan needs to be changed or adjusted. And as you get better and more experience and continually work to adjust your strategy and your plans, learn from your mistakes, it becomes a matter of time. You increase the odds with every step forward. Being different is the most precious thing afforded to you. But to realize that miracle requires a combination of both the mythical and the practical, the imaginary and the real. Dream that dream, visualize that growth, create a world out of those ideas that don't exist yet. But also understand that the conversion process from dream to reality is a practical one. It requires repetition. learning, losing, adjusting, and people don't like that. It's much easier to blend in than spend years pushing through the agony of setting yourself apart. But it's worth it. And the evidence is so obvious, so plainly pointing to the fact that we only celebrate the outcasts, the crazy ones. We sit around campfires, listen to lectures, watch movies and documentaries about the people that had every reason to doubt themselves but kept moving forward. About the people who could have swept their unique abilities under the rug, but instead used them as their foundation for everything. Not being distracted by what's popular or how anyone else lives or operates. Not seeking to be anyone but themselves, knowing that that is enough. Knowing it's the seed to something precious. The only question is, will you provide the right conditions and nourishment for that little seed to grow? Will you do what so few people have the courage to do? Let their authentic selves shine through. Let who they are emerge. Emerson has a quote. He says, "To be yourself in a world that's constantly trying to make you something else is the greatest accomplishment." He goes on to say, "My life should be unique. It should be an alms, a battle, a conquest, a medicine." And see, perpetual happiness is a fool's errand. No, life is full of trials and tribulations and ups and downs. But fulfillment comes from that quest for meaning, for more, for building something, for creating your unique self, a process, a pursuit that must be chiseled from stone. It's never given or provided. It has to be found. Take it. And as Emerson beautifully implies, now is the time. The question is, what are you going to make with this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity? What will you make of the possibilities that only you know, only you understand, that only you can bring to life? Never doubt yourself. Or your gifts, or the things that set you apart. You don't need everyone else to believe in them. You just need to convince yourself. Everything else, it falls right into place.
With all the GLP-1 companies out there, how does someone know which one's actually reliable?
I tell people to look at four things. Is it safe? Does it work? Is it affordable? And will you actually get clinical support? When you use that filter, one brand keeps standing out: Bleve. They use U.S. pharmacies. People see results close to the research, about 18% weight loss. It's around $4 a day, and they include nurse support at no extra cost. And full disclosure, I actually use them. I signed up during my lunch break and got approved before I even left work.
Okay, I just Googled it while you were talking, and yeah, it really does look simple. For anyone listening who wants to check it out, where should they go?
It's joinbleve.com, spelled B-L-I-V.
So if you've been curious about GLP-1s, joinbleve.com might be a good place to start.
Come explore the wild heart of Utah with Oars. No notifications, no meetings, no signal. Just you, the river, and the space to reconnect with what matters most. From one-day adventures in Dinosaur National Monument to week-long journeys through canyonlands and beyond, Oars delivers unforgettable guided rafting experiences on some of the most iconic rivers in the West. Visit oars.com/Utah to start planning your next great adventure. Let's go rafting!